More news, and we shift down to Washington for I.
Thanks, John. And it is day three of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor's Senate confirmation hearings. And joining us once again is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. He's been at the hearings on Capitol Hill. Morning.
Morning, Fry.
So Sotomayor's wise Latina comment has drawn lots of attention. So how did the Republicans quiz her about it? How did she respond?
She had to respond to the wise Latina remark, but not just the remark, but the remark in context, the suggestion that not just that you need more women and minorities on the bench, but that they would somehow rule in a way that's better than all of the old white guys that are on the bench. She had to answer questions about the Second Amendment, about abortion, but the wise Latina remark really did get a lot of attention. I have a cut here from Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. He went right at the nominee. Listen to this.
Do you understand, ma'am, that if I had said anything like that, and my reasoning was that I'm trying to inspire somebody, they would have had my head. Do you understand that?
Almost a lecture. I mean, he almost lectured her that if he is a white guy had said that.
Poor white guy. Yeah.
Well, Lindsey Graham has said things like this before, but he went right at her and made her answer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you feeling me? And she had a response.
The words I chose, taking the rhetorical flourish, is a bad idea. I do understand that. There are some who have read this differently, and I understand why they might have concern, but I have repeated more than once, and I will repeat throughout, if you look at my history on the bench, you will know that I do not believe that any ethnic, gender, or race group has an advantage in sound judging.
And, you know, Todd, although she said that, there have been hints, even from President Obama, that he believes that people who've had hard life experiences or who've, you know, overcome their backgrounds may have a sense of empathy that is greater. And so Senator John Kyle from Arizona asked Sotomayor whether or not she agreed with President Obama's statements on empathy. So what happened there?
Well, empathy has been what wise Latina has been one of the buzzwords of this of these proceedings, and empathy has been one of the other ones. And you're right. The president has said that the law gets you most of the way when you're a judge. The law is very clear. You rule according to the law. And there's part of it. He uses a marathon metaphor. There's a little part of it that's about your experiences and your empathy for the litigants. And that drives Republicans crazy. It drives John Kyle crazy. Listen to what he said to the nominee on the empathy question.
Do you agree with him that the law only takes you the first 25 miles of the marathon and that last mile has to be decided by what's in the judge's heart?
No, sir. I wouldn't approach the issue of judging in the way the president does. He has to explain what he meant by judging. I can only explain what I think judges should do, which is judges can't rely on what's in their heart. They don't determine the law. Congress makes the laws. The job of a judge is to apply the law.
All right, so John Kyle, that was meant to placate Republicans like John Kyle. And then they're keeping score and sort of giving a sense of where they might be going today when there's more questioning today and possibly tomorrow. We met with John Kyle, a couple of reporters afterward, to find out what he thought about her answer. She doesn't agree with the president. She agrees with Kyle.
It would be an argument to vote for her that she has disagreed with the president and agreed with me on the proper standard for judging. So I count that as a check mark on the plus side. I take it as a check mark on the sort of plus side that she acknowledged her word choice was poor. But I think that it was far more than word choice. I think she had a point to make in those speeches. She made it. She made it at least three times. She wrote a law review article about it. It's not something that she didn't give a lot of consideration to.
Oh, this is such a moronic argument, it seems. Kyle knows exactly what she said. She wasn't saying that Hispanic women are better than anybody else. I think this is ridiculous. The senators are embarrassing me.
John, there was some interesting back and forth on that issue because especially when – if you go back, actually, I don't know how much of Kyle's question period you got to consume yesterday. But it actually is pretty interesting because they go through it – he goes through it in a pretty specific way and makes a pretty strong case that she was saying that those rulings by a Latina woman would be better, not different, but better.
Right.
And she said it more than once. So they want to get to the bottom of it, as annoying as it is. They did make – they're all lawyers, man. They're all prosecutors. They made
all right.
a decent case.
Well, Todd, we look forward to more of your reports, and you're covering the hearings live on Twitter for The Takeaway, or, you know, go to thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.